What I find when I listen to what the role of the Alaska Department of Highways was in the road, what was the sign of times in Alaska at the time? What was kind of happening to the state?
Well, in the 1960s, of course, that was before oil. We were broke. Our entire the Department of Highways had the single largest budget of any portion of the state budget. In fact, I think it was bigger than all the rest of the budget combined. And the way I recall, the budget in 1964 or 5 was, I think, $85 million for the whole state. And I think of that, $40 million was highways. People wanted highways in those days. They wanted to get to mining. They wanted to do timbering. They wanted to do exploration. They wanted cheaper methods to move their goods and services. They wanted more hunting and recreation activities. And there was a clamor for roads. And with the environmental movement that came in and the younger generation coming up, which are now in the control of things, they want to drive their cars everywhere, but they don't want anything new built. So it's just trying to maintain the status quo, if you would.
And talk a little bit, too, in the understanding of Alaska, its natural resources. It's a state. There's states in the lower 48 that is very specific, maybe towards fishing or tourism or oil. What is it about Alaska that did attract miners? And
it all started back in 1898 is when it all started, and they had the gold rush into the Yukon and to Dawson. And when most of those people got there, they were too late. All the claims were staked, and they couldn't get anything. And they drifted down rivers here and into mountains there and upstreams here. And they actually flowed down the Yukon into Alaska, and they went up all the tributaries and everything. And they started claims and discovered gold all over the place. And that's what really started it. I think if you look at most of the gold strikes, including the Pedro Dome there in Fairbanks, I think that you'll find that it was either native people or native people and disheartened people from the Klondike that were making all these strikes. That's what kind of got it started. And would it have happened without the gold rush to Dawson? Probably would have in time, but that was the catalyst that happened at that time, which really got it going.
And then what if you were to describe Alaska's nature, the nature of Alaska when it comes to, there is the question of trying to keep it the last frontier. What is really the nature of Alaska that it provides for people when it's natural resources?
The natural resources? Yeah. Well, the natural resources here are abundant. We've got all kinds of minerals. We've got timber that's coming out our ears that we can't cut. Mines that can't mine. We have all kinds of resources. A lot of these resources are not economical to develop because there's no transportation. You can't fly ore out. And if you don't have some kind of relatively cheap transportation, there's going to be no mining. If some of our deposits were, say, in New Jersey, where there's a road every 10 feet, they'd be economical to mine. But you can't do it here.